WZM Mobile.
Said OK Mobile. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. This is Shane, right?
You in the truck now?
But sadly, I'm taking it to the shop. It needs some work. So, I will not be driving it for a little while.
When the one I drive isn't available to drive, has needs some maintenance done on it, because or it breaks down, because you just kind of get used to the one you drive, and they all, even though they might be the same model, they all drive different.
Yeah, right about that. One of our other guys is going to be going on vacation sometime soon, though, and he's driving the truck that I used to drive, so I might get that one back for a little while. I don't know yet.
Trucks, what shop?
I don't remember the name of it. It's Spring something or other. I don't know. It's down off of White Horse Road near 85. I can't quite remember the name of it.
Talking about, I'm actually drive past that area about two or three times a day. That's kind of all my route.
I'm heading down into a hole here. I'm actually talking to you off of my trucker Bluetooth. Other than the picket fencing, how's it sound?
Couldn't tell. Connected to.
Let me get out of this real quick. Hang on.
HKX, Shane, you on your way into work now?
You know, for you, it's like half the day's over, but yeah, I'm headed in.
I'm at the convenience store waiting to get there. I'm a few minutes early, so gives me a chance to get in here and get the truck set up and ready to go before I get there. But I got just a few minutes drive left.
Exit do you take off 26?
You can exit 44, but I think I wanted to find a different route. I was going to look before I leave here and see if there's another way. Looks like they've changed some of the weight limits on the bridges.
When you cross back over, you go left or right on that exit?
Go right, what is it, Highway 34, I believe it is.
I've been up and down that between where 385 comes in and Spartanburg, but I've never taken any of those exits in between there.
Exit 44, when you get off on 26, you'll come down through there. You'll cross back over 385 and keep going there where the cattle auction's at.
I'm all the way back across. Okay. I guess that makes sense because 48 or so, or right before 50 is where 385 comes in, so you wouldn't have that far to go.
I was wondering, does 127 run back out to 26 also?
Right on up and down 385, going down to, you know, down to Columbia, or I've gone to Greenwood that way. There's a Shutterfly plant. It's in Clinton, or the other side of Clinton, and then coming back up, I go up 26 to take those loads to Spartanburg, but I don't really pay attention to the roads where they cross over.
What's the road you're looking for?
I believe it's 127. It runs from out here on 34 back toward 26, but I didn't know if it made it all the way to 26.
I'd look it up for you on the map, but... see if I can find it.
Now, so I'll find it.
Close there, somewhere in the 40s. They're on 26, redoing the bridge or something. They ever get that done?
You know, missed part of it. I was trying to read this map.
I said they had one exit closed there. I think on the somewhere in the 40s. They're on 26. Had a detour. I think they're rebuilding the bridge. Did they ever get that done?
Turn off because I didn't see it.
How far are you? I couldn't remember exactly where it was. Daniel, you still in here?
Climbed up out of that hole. There's a great big valley along the County Line River in the Dacusville area, and you cannot get into the repeater at all anywhere in there. I just found that out. At least on the handheld, you can.
Out on. Coming out 186 or somewhere else?
I'm coming out near the Blackberry Valley dump. I don't remember the name of the road. I think I'm on Hunts Bridge Road or Hunts Bridge, Old Hunts Bridge Road, one or the other. But I'm about to come out on White Horse Road here in a minute. Well, Highway 25, it's not White Horse yet, I don't think.
Yeah, I think right there at Old White Horse and 25, it changes as you're headed north. It changes to Highway 25 north. I'm pretty sure it's White Horse Road all the way up to that point.
Good. Well, that's where I'm about to come out at. I'm about to pass Blackberry Valley Road here on my right now. And then I'll be just about to Old White Horse Road.
Blackberry Valley on the other end over here on Fars Bridge. That's funny. Go ahead, Patrick.
Map. It looks like 127 runs back over to 76. And then you go out to Clinton and cut back across to get on 26, which that's taking me way down below where I need to be, so I got to find another way.
25 or towards Pickens? Not Patrick, Shane.
5. Blackberry Valley will be on my left. In fact, there it is right now.
25 then.
That's correct. Yeah, I'm headed up to 25 and headed over to, headed towards 85.
Real quick. I'll be there in just a minute.
Yeah, I can do that. I need fuel anyway. I might as well just, I was going to do it on the way home. Of course, it's here than the other two.
Alrighty. Well, I'll be over there in just a minute then. I just hit Highway 25 just now.
Clint, or just drive by?
A coffee to drink and something to eat, probably.
I know you're not far, so I got a couple minutes.
Shane, be safe out there. I'm going to say 73s for now. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
Patrick, KO4HX, KJ4WZM, 73C. Shane, I kind of missed it from the picket fencing on my end. Are you headed to QT too, or are you just going to drive past it?
Yeah, I'm pulling in right now. I'll just sit around kind of towards the back of it.
I'm about to reach there in like 1 or 2 minutes. It's about to come into sight now, so all that's left is the traffic light.
That back little stretch is filled up. There's too many cars. You might be able to squeeze through, but you can park somewhere on the side.
Right near Bojangles, probably. Beside QT. There's a little parking area there. It's not really a parking area, but I park in a little S-curve there. Nobody else does, and there's enough room.
Yeah, same place. I'll see you in a few minutes. N4ZLK.
UZM, see you in a minute.
Sorry, have a good day. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
KJ4WZM, you still there? ZM clear.